Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for being on the call. And I have some faithful listeners. And we have, another exciting show for you all to help take your business, your Avon business, to the next level. And today, our guest is none other than Patricia T. Warner. And if you get the email blast, you can see her long resume. I mean, this woman is really a walking wealth of information. So with that being said, I'm going to have Pat come on and have her tell a little bit about herself for those who don't know, because Pat is a regular on our show. And then we're going to talk about some up-and-coming things, fun things that's coming up. So let's get Pat on. Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good, good, good. I'm going to take you off. I have you on speakerphone, so I'm going to take that
off.
Okay.
And remember, I'm driving, so if you hear my car talking in the background, give me directions. That's all it is.
I call my car my little office, because that's when I make all my little phone calls. I get in trouble sometimes because I miss my exit and everything, because I'm so busy into my conversation. But you know, you do what you got to do, right?
That's right.
You do what you got to do. So, Pat, you know, I have these ladies on the call. We've been making some very great gains in Avon as a team. And as a company, as you well know. But, you know, as we talked before, we always trying to strive just to take our business to the next level. Because, you know, things are not getting easy.
That's true.
Yeah, bills are piling up. And
a lot of the banks, and I read today that a lot of the banks on Wall Street are laying off a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people still losing their jobs.
Oh, that's so true. It's so scary.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is scary.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Pat, what can our Avon representative do? Yeah, I know that, you know, we had hard times during the Depression era. People know about that. They talk about that. You know, but you know, people still want to look good. And I think one of the things that put us above everybody else is that our products are affordable. So can you talk about the objective that people may come and say, you know, I can't do this because, you know, no one has any money. Or, you know, what do we do to motivate ourselves?
Well, one of the things that I could talk for myself, because, you know, sometimes if you have experienced things, it's the best, you're the best person to use as an example. And I could tell you that persistence is extremely important. That's number one. And number two, we must be able to sacrifice. A lot of times, you know, we look at ourselves and we decide we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that, because money's short and we have so many things that we have to do with the dollar that we have. But we also have to make sure that we make the right decisions when we're spending that dollar. And one of the things that I love to say to my entrepreneurs and the people that I coach is learn to make money work for you and stop working for money. Because if we have that attitude where we're going to be working for money, we'll never have any money. You know, we don't have any money. Yeah, we won't have any money. But if we look at that dollar and we decide, what is it can we do with that dollar to make that dollar work for us? We will sacrifice and we will make the right decisions. And I'm talking about people who are thinking about maybe signing on to Avon, people who are thinking about, you know, they can't afford to buy the product, you know, because this person, I'm driving, so forgive me, I'm on the road. You know, people who I can't buy the products, I can't afford the products, and then those people who make the sacrifice and get the product, the question now becomes, how do I get customers? That's the question. Many people say, you know, Avon products are good, but people don't want to buy Avon, or everybody's selling Avon, so I don't have a chance. People, everybody I go to already tell me they have an Avon representative. But here's the thing. We have, in the New York metropolitan area, which includes Westchester and Long Island, we have over 20 million people. Out of that 20 million people, over 50% are women. Out of that 50% that are women, we have a good 80% that are women who are between 18 and 65 years old. So we need to think about those numbers and realize that if we could use those numbers on paper, what can we get people to do? How can we get people to market correctly? What can we do to increase sales? So are you guys still there listening to me? I feel like I've been talking forever by myself. I see a pen. Good.
I put my phone on mute every now and then so you won't hear background noise.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm
going
to put myself back on mute. Okay.
So here's my suggestion. My suggestion is use social media. Social media can work in your favor. A lot of people have Facebook pages. Why don't you use your Facebook page to help market your Avon business? If you tweet, if you're on Twitter, there's a lot of people on Twitter. People tweet every day. People follow tweets. Why don't you get a Twitter account and use Twitter to market your Avon business? There's so many things that you can do with social media to make sure that people get to know that you exist and people understand what you're selling. And in addition to that, you know, there's word of mouth. There's you walking up to a young lady or an elderly lady. Young people are mostly maybe interested in having a lot of makeup. They're interested in nail polish. Might be more interested in skincare products. So you need to understand your market, understand who you're selling what to. And that's just, you know, that's just a small suggestion. There are many more. I could talk all night if you want me to.
You know, that's very interesting. You said, you know, I think a lot of time when we as salespeople were so eager, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, we're so eager that we want to sell that we don't really define our own market. And so we try
to
be a jack of all markets, young,
that's
old,
right.
Rich, poor.
That's a good point.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm glad you said that. It's talking about knowing your target. You see, in order for you to master your market, you have to know your target. Who are you targeting? Now, if you decide that you want to target, you know, you're of a certain age and you say, you know, I want to sell to people who are between 18 years and 50 years old, and I want to spend all my efforts in marketing to this group, that's the group that's on social media. So if you know that's the group you're marketing to, you have to know how to reach them. You have to know what their habits, the trends that they follow. You need to understand them. Once you understand them, then you would know exactly how to reach them. And all the statistics show us that young people live on social media. They have their smartphones, and everything is done on the smartphone. Everything. They listen to their email. They read their emails. They get their voicemail. They check the internet. Everything is done on the smartphone. So if you can get on the smartphone or get on social media, that's just one target. And then you think about older people. What is it that older people, where can you find older people? You need to figure out which group are you going after when you talk about older people. Is it the under 50s, the over 50s? How do you reach them? If you're going to people who are over 50, 60 years old, you're not going to reach them with social media. These are people that they do everything the old-fashioned way. So now you have to think about, how do I reach these people? You know, my target, the people that I'm focusing on. It's not rocket science. It's just people being focused, understanding that I can't go after six different targets at the same time because it's not going to work. You're going to confuse. The message is going to be confused. Focus on one target at a time. It makes life much easier for the person that's selling. One target at a time.
Take 1 mile, exit right onto 95 north.
You know, Pat, that is so true. And I think once people get a focus of their target market, whether they want to target just young people or people between 30 and 40 or whatever it is that is, I think they will find much better success because now you can you know the products that age group is really looking at. You can master those particular products. I'm glad we've had that kind of a discussion. What do you know? I was reading a very interesting article, and I shared with some of the people in my downline.
Pat, and it was concerning the U.S. Post Office. And as you know, the Post Office is now, you know, they've been trying to do everything they can to stay alive. You know, they went up on the stamps, as everybody know, 1 cent at the end of January. And now they're talking about ending postal delivery on Saturday. So I'm a big reader of this thing called The Flip, which is a magazine you get online. And there was an article that talked about what the Post Office is going to think about doing. They're thinking about doing digital stamps. There won't be any paper stamps. They're thinking all outside the box. And the reason why I bring this up is, what do we do? How do we market to our older clients that just don't want to come into the 21st century, but they really need to? What do we need to? Because Avon is moving to the 21st century. We have now called the iBook brochure, which has come on our pads. You know, we have the widgets for our social media, like you mentioned before. We have the email blast. But how do we market to an age group between 45 and up that's just standing still with time? How do we reach them? I think we lost her. Oh, my God, we lost her. So we're going to have to wait for her to come back. But so I apologize for that, everyone. But, you know, we have to think about that. You know, we have individuals who are lost in time, and they just, you can't send them email because they don't have email addresses. You cannot send them Facebook because they don't have a Facebook account. You know, how do you market these people? And I think one of the things that you have to do as Avon representatives, you have to bring the business to them. Go to their businesses. You can go to your neighborhood nursing homes. You can go to your neighborhood hospitals, and you can ask the recreation department, and you can ask them, can you, as an Avon representative, come in and set up a table so that their clients, as well as the residents who are in the hospital or in the nursing home, can you sell your products and give out your brochures? And usually when you do something like that, the agreement between you and the facility, whether the nursing home or hospital, you usually give them like 10% of your total sales at the end of the day. So most of the places that your facilities that you go to will not require you to pay a vendor fee up front, but at the end of the day that you're there, you pay a 10%. So that's one of the things that you can do to reach those people who just will not leave their homes, will not go on Facebook, will not do the email. You really have to bring the business to them. Another thing, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had one Avon representative who said that one of the things that she does, she takes a basket, and you can all get it. You can go to the Christmas store, get a beautiful basket, or go on eBay and order a basket, and just put samples in it. Just perfume samples, skincare samples, whatever kind of samples there are that you can get from your back up that from your What's New book. And then take labels, address labels, and print on the label your name, phone number, and perhaps your website for Avon. If that doesn't fit, then put your email. And then take those labels and put them on the back of each one of your samples, and that label is the exact size for one of the perfume samples. And then you take a pad. You go and you go to the stores and in your area. And I talk about stores. I'm talking about at the dentist office or the insurance office or the travel agency. And you go there and you introduce yourself as the Avon representative in that community, and you give them a sample. Take the names of the people that's there, and then you'll come back next week, and you keep doing that, and you become, that will become your route, and those people become your customers. So that's one of the ways of finding people who just won't move into the 21st century. Another thing you can do is look at your community newspaper and see what events are taking place. And then when you go there to these events, this is a perfect time with Black History Month. There's a lot of programs that's happening. Next month is Women's History Month. You can go to many of these programs. A lot of them are free. And then take your flyers and hand them out or put them. Get there early. Get there early. I'm saying you can get there early and put flyers on the table. You know, usually ask the organizers, can I put some flyers on the table? And you do that. That's one way of reaching people that you have not, you know, you just can't seem to connect with. If you go to like a business meeting, like a BNI, Business International, Network International, or a Chamber of Commerce, or any kind of networking, business networking group, you know, give you an opportunity to come up and to say a few words about yourself and your business in the intro portion of their event. And during that time, you can say, I'm an Avon representative, and I just place flyers and samples on your table. If you like what you see, please come see me at the end of the meeting, blah, blah, blah. I'll be happy to take your name. That's one thing you can do as well. Another thing you can do to try to reach that hard-to-reach market is to volunteer. We have some wonderful events coming up. My team is participating in the Relay for Life, the one in the Bronx, and we're participating in the one in Yonkers. And the one of the things that we do is we give out our cards, we give out our flyers. That's a great opportunity for you to give out those pamphlets that we have on breast cancer awareness, that booklet that Avon has. During October, which is Domestic Violence Week, look and see who's having a domestic violence program. And, you know, you can bring those pamphlets, and then with the pamphlet, you can actually staple a flyer to it. I would do a 8.5 by 11 and cut that, divide that into fours, and then cut those, cut them out. And this way you can staple that either in the front, or I would actually put staple inside the book so people can, when they open it up, they can see the your information. And usually during the Domestic Violence Month, they usually have those items on sale, like bracelets and T-shirts and nail polish, that where a portion of the proceeds actually go to domestic violence. So you may want to even take that and do the Avon Fold on that page so people, and then when you give it to people at that event, you can also mention or ask, and you mention that, you know, Avon's a big contributor to domestic violence, and I in your booklet, I did a fold. You can turn right to the page for your convenience, and if anybody's interested in Avon products, you know, come see me. So that's one thing to do. Another thing, another great thing, I know many of us are invited to different luncheons. One of the things that I did, I was a vendor at a luncheon, and what I did, I got there early, again, get there early, and I had bought a tray, a plastic tray from the dollar store, and then I bought the pump, the soap pump that you get from Avon, that little fat round one, and then I had bought some hand lotion, and I had a bottles of perfume, and I took the tops of everything off, and I took my business cards, and I took a business card holder, a clear one that matched the, it was clear like a tray, and I ran down to the bathroom, and I put the tray with the perfume, lotion, and hand soap, and my business card, and then I mentioned to the hostess that I had complimentary lotion and soap and perfume downstairs from Avon, and they actually made that announcement. And that, so people who went downstairs, they felt very special, and they would have to take my card. They liked what they had used. But one of the things that was very, very interesting in my situation was, as I was packing up, one of the ladies that had attended had walked by and said to me, while the owner of the restaurant was there, and said to me, wow, I really liked the way you had the perfume and stuff downstairs. And it really made us feel like this was a really fancy restaurant. And the owner who overheard this conversation said to me, how much is that? He wanted to buy it. And I said, well, I can send you a new, no, he didn't want a new one. He wanted exactly that. He didn't want to even wait. So you never know where your sales are going to come. But that's one thing you can do. If you're going to a luncheon, get there early, get there early, get there early. Set up a tray in the woman's bathroom. And, you know, and again, make that announcement. So that's another way how you can get some new customers. And, you know, we had Lisa Weber on in Terrytown early in July. And she said, you know, you have to really, in your mind, see yourself as the Avon person. And, you know, you have to believe it. You believe it, you can achieve it. So if you believe that you are the Avon person in your community, then you are. You know, everybody's not going to work their business the way you work your business. If you get out there and you really work hard and you really go and knock on doors and, you know, make yourself be known, every so often make donations on behalf of, you know, your business, your Avon business, you'll be surprised. You will be seen as the Avon person. Another thing you may want to do, if anybody goes to a gym or whatever, I belong to Bally's. I take my old books, and when I go, I put them on the bench in the dressing room. That's another way you can reach out to people is doing that. And then also just putting your posting things on the bulletin board. A lot of people read bulletin boards in supermarkets. So you can do the little tail sheets. You have the main body of the flyer, which is your information. And then you can have the little tail sheet with your name and phone number where people can tear them off. And you can go back every so often and make sure that, you know, all the tabs are there. And once the tabs are there, replace it. So that's another thing you can do is try to reach that hard-to-reach market, people who just won't need the community. The other thing you can do vending. We're almost in the springtime. You can go and look and see who has programs, vending programs. A lot of churches have, a lot of community groups have them. A table could cost anywhere from $25 to $75. If it's $75, I would suggest sharing a table with somebody. And then take your items out there. One of the things that's great selling items are Skin So Soft during the summer. Lip balms are very good. Sunscreens are very good during the summer. You can't keep the deodorants. The deodorants just go like crazy. That's another thing that's nice to do, and that's what I try to have on my table. I'm actually ordering these things so that I can have them because, again, we're almost coming towards spring, thank God, and these vending things are about to jump off. For those people who just got their Avon box, the order this week, last week I should say, I don't know if you, I know I got two fundraising packets in my box. So, you know, you may want to go and again, talk to women's groups. You know, every church has a women's group that's always trying to raise money for the church for Women's Day. I mean, this is a perfect way to reach that mature woman. You know, volunteer to do the fundraiser with the Avon product. That's one way they can make money. And then these people, after the fundraiser, and they're in your church, you become established as the Avon person. You know, you'll have people who will continue to order from you even after the fundraiser. So, you know, again, keep yourself as professional. And the other thing I want to stress before I leave the call is that you at all times have to be professional. And I think Pat is back on. Let me get her back on. Pat?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I am so sorry. I lost connection and I was driving through some terrible fog. I could barely see. It's really bad on the Henry Hudson. So I'm back now. I apologize for cutting everybody short like that, but I'm back for a few minutes of chat.
One of the questions I was asking you was how to reach that heart, the mature woman who she's not on Facebook. She doesn't have an email. She really doesn't do the computer. But Avon is moving forward in the new century, and we have the iBooks, we got the widget thing going. But how do you reach that woman who's just not there yet?
There's a lot of women out there like that, and I think that one of the things that people need to recognize if they're selling Avon to that type of woman is they may have to do it the old-fashioned way. Word of mouth, meeting people person to person, talking to that woman at a supermarket, at church, you know, even on the street, at their jobs, wherever that woman is, approach that woman. And that woman is the type of woman who's interested in skincare. She's interested in keeping her skin subtle, you know, the aging skin, as we call it, and she's interested in keeping it younger looking. So reach that woman wherever she is. You don't have to depend on Facebook. You don't have to put something in the mail. Just talk to that woman. We see her at the supermarket. We see her in church. We see her at the parent-teacher conferences because a lot of grandparents take care of their grandchildren. We see her at work. We see her everywhere we go. We see that woman. Approach her. Now, it's not every woman going to want to talk. You know, we're going to get a lot of negatives. People are going to say, I'm not interested. But numbers don't lie, and we have to start relying on numbers. So if you know that you need 6 sales this week, how many people do you need to talk to? I would suggest that if you need 6 sales, you need to talk to at least maybe 300 people. Sometimes it's difficult out there. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of companies out there that sell makeup. There's a lot of people out there that's been bombarded by all kinds of different people from different companies. So you need to be able to go out there and talk to people. Talking to 300 people is not a lot of people. It's talking to 50 people. It's talking to 50 people maybe every day. If you talk to people, 50 people every day, and you count it, how many hours do you have in a day? How many people are you going to talk to in 1 hour? Trust me when I tell you that the numbers don't lie. And if you can get your numbers in gear, stay focused, stay persistent, work your numbers, you will see the sales develop. You will see your sales increase.
You know, it's so true, Pat, and the key is to talk to people. I think we said 5 plus 5, you know, maybe take that number.
Yeah.
You know, set a goal for yourself. That you're going to talk to 5 people a day.
Right, right. And you know what? Sometimes you talk to 5 people a day, you get 2 sales. Sometimes you talk to 5 people a day, you get 0 sales. But I'm going to press that word, be persistent. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep going. If you have a goal for the month, if you say, for this month, I want to make $500 in sales. $500 in sales. How much is that every week? That's $125 every week. That's a goal. It's not a hard goal to achieve if you're persistent and you keep talking to people, you keep giving out the booklets, you keep letting people know how Avon stands behind its products. You need explaining what you, first of all, you have to know your product. So that's the number one. Sometimes if someone asks you about a product and you can't describe a product, that could be a problem. So you need to know your product. You can't sell anything that you don't know. So you understand the products, know the products that Avon offer, and just go out there and offer them. And again, one of the things that Pat mentioned before is that Avon's products are very inexpensive compared to other products. And people who are on a budget will more than likely buy Avon product before they buy Mary Kay. Did I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you're allowed to say it. It's absolutely true. Well, you know what, Pat? Well, I tell you, our time is up. I can't believe how fast the time goes. This just goes so quickly. But we'll have you on the call again. And I just like to thank you. You're always more than willing to share information. I don't know if people realize that you actually do public speaking as a living. If you go all over the state. And do these public speakings to help people take their business to the next level. And I really appreciate that you're helping us as Avon representatives. I think I lost Pat again. I think we lost her again. So with that, everyone, I apologize. We lost her. She's driving a car. I hope to see everyone next week on the call. We're going to have a round table discussion, and the topic will be business etiquette, because I'm amazed at, you know, the things that people don't know as it relates to their business with the internet, and what's the proper protocol when answering emails or texts and this and that and the other. So we'll be discussing that next week. So until that time, hope you have a great and fantastic week. Get your orders together, because next week, you know, our orders will be new. So have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good night, everyone.